This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Good morning. We have a very special morning, and we are going to do some things this morning that I've never had happen all in one service before. So if you say, well, I've never been in a service quite like this, that's because I haven't either. And besides all of that, this is the day the Lord has made. It's a new day. Amen? And so we're really excited about all that. And we're really excited about having all of you here this morning. So I want to welcome at this time Keith Anderson, who is going to come and stand right here. I'm going to pull this back a little bit, see if we can make all this happen up here. The only problem is he actually looks like a minister. And so, Keith, we're not going to make you preach this morning, unless you want to. You can if you want to. And then we are going to ask for the father of his bride to prepare to bring the bride in. I said bride. Did I say that? We're going to have a wedding this morning, like right now. All right, this is awesome. I told Jolene not to cry, because if she does, then I might cry, and she's not allowed to. Well, she is allowed to. And so in just a moment, I'm going to have you receive. Not yet. So, Father, we want to thank you and rejoice this morning that marriage is a gift of God, and it's the plan of God. And, Father, we could look back in all of our lives, and we could see things that we would not want to bring into our future. But today we come to this day with Keith and Jolene with great excitement and great joy. And we ask for your blessing and your honor to be upon this ceremony and upon their lives for every hour and every second that you're going to bless them with. And we as witnesses today, Father, we've already experienced your presence, but we are just together going to declare that what God puts together is blessed and it's awesome. And so, Father, we ask your blessing upon this ceremony in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. And I want everybody to stand, because you always stand when the bride comes in. And we want to make sure we have rings. Do we have both rings? We have rings, okay. So when I need those, we'll have them. Okay. All right, and who gives this woman in marriage? Her mother and I. Her mother and I do. So, Keith, bring your bride up right here. The two of you are going to be right here, and the mic's going to be between you, or sort of in front of you. There you go. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, now you may be seated. You've shown respect for the bride. And we are going to have, this is just an awesome thing. Now, they have known each other in like, what, 8 years? How do you think after 8 years you ought to know whether or not you should make something permanent? I mean, there comes a time when you just go, hey, this is supposed to be, right, Jolene? Keith, right? So here we are today, and we're celebrating that God has brought them together, and both of them have received Jesus Christ, so this is a Christian ceremony, and both of them want the favor of God on their lives in the future for the rest of their lives. And so we are going to share with them in this awesome moment. And some of you said, well, I didn't even get an invitation. That's okay, right, Jolene? You're glad that everybody can come, right? Yeah. Because the blessings of God on their life are no longer going to be a secret. They're going to be very public. And so everybody's going to know. I visited them in a different new house. That was pretty awesome yesterday. And so this is all fantastic. Marriage is God's plan. It's not man's plan. Christian marriage is not signatures on a license. It is the covenant of two hearts before a holy God. And so that's what's going to take place today. And Keith and Jolene have both made professions of their faith in Jesus Christ. And they want to publicly come into covenant with God and with each other. And so this, they will do it this time. Join hands. And Keith, I'm going to ask you a question. Keith, do you take Jolene to be your lawfully wedded wife, to live together in marriage? Do you pledge to love her, to protect her, to care for her for the rest of your lives? If so, say I do.
I do.
Jolene, do you take Keith as your lawfully wedded husband to live together in marriage? Do you pledge to love him, to comfort him, to honor and keep him for the rest of your lives? If so, say, I do.
I do.
I want to just suggest this morning, based upon the authority of the Word of God, that Christian marriages still work. My wife and I were just, 43 years, honey, and we're practicing, we're learning how this is supposed to be. And Keith and Jolene, you have a lot of years ahead of you, but Christian marriages work because we believe that God is sovereign, and it's not an accident that the two of you came together. I believe God brought you together. Out of all the men, out of all the ladies in all of the world, God brought the two of you together. It may not have been always a smooth path to get to where you are today, but that's not important. What's important is God has brought you together. And that is an awesome thing. And I know that God's will and God's purpose in our lives, when we yield to it and accept it, and understand that this is God's plan, then we're doing something that's really special. We're building our lives on a solid foundation. So many people in the world, they build their lives on shifting sand. They wonder why they don't have any stability in their life. But Keith, as you and Jolene come together today before God and you covenant your hearts, you're establishing your life and your journey together upon the authority of God's Word. Upon a solid foundation, you're a wise builder. God's love is also the glue. I've had pizza before that I said, I love that. That was really good. That's not what God's love is. And we've talked about that. I've talked with them about that. That Keith, to you, God calls you to love her with agape love like God loves us. It's an unmerited kind of love. It's a love that's not based upon her performance. It's based upon your covenant. And so God's love is the glue. And of course, Jolene, you're going to love her response, but your love is not on the same level as His, because your love is to respond to His quality of love. So God's love becomes the glue in a Christian marriage. And also, God promises that He's not going to leave you ever, ever, ever alone, but He's going to be with you every moment of the journey. And so God's promise is that He will help you and He will provide for you. And that if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that He'll add everything else that's needed in your life. And that's really awesome. God's promise also is that you will not be the tail, but you'll be the head. And God wants to bless you individually and together as a family and your awesome children who are also a part of this family. Keith, I want you to look into your bride's eyes, and I want you to repeat this vow after me. I, Keith, take you, Jolene.
I, Keith, take you, Jolene.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And that's the word of God.
And that's the word of God.
Jolene, would you say this vow to Keith? I, Jolene, take you, Keith.
I, Jolene, take you, Keith.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better or worse.
For richer or poorer.
For richer or poorer.
In sickness or in health.
In sickness or in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Until death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
So the vows that have been exchanged today, those words are actually being recorded, I believe, and so hopefully they're being recorded. But certainly some people have forgotten what they've said. There is, along with the covenant, always with the covenant, there's an exchange of something that is to signify that the covenant keeper is going to keep their word. And the wedding ring becomes a picture of that. So may I have the bride's ring, please? Let's bring the ring right on up here. Awesome. All right, Jaden, you can bring that right to me. Okay, we have both, right? Awesome. Thank you. Now, I'm going to guess that the bride's ring is the one with all the sparkles on it. What do y'all think? I mean, I need some help here, okay? So, y'all in agreement? Hopefully the bride's in agreement. All right.
Look at
Keith.
This one.
Oh, okay. It goes with that one, right? Okay, Keith. Place this ring on her finger and say these words. With this ring I thee wed.
With this ring I thee wed.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
The Son.
The Son.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And of course we know that the ring is not a shackle. It's not a chain. It's not authority to trample on. Someone said that God made the woman from the rib so that next to the heart, man would be able to love her and cherish her, support her, protect her, and provide for her. And Keith, as you will receive this ring today, receive it with that kind of a covenant. And Jolene, say these words, with this ring I thee wed.
With this ring I thee wed.
The name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
The Son.
The Son.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I actually have looked forward to this day for a long time. I didn't even tell you guys that. But I have. And I never questioned that this day would come. And for the two of you, I am totally excited because it's a big step, but it's an awesome step. And today is an amazing day for both of you. I'd like to join hands with you and pray with you. And let's get all the hands together. We'll just make a big pile up here, okay? Father, on the authority of your word, on the authority of the blood of Jesus, on the authority, Father, of two hearts being brought into covenant, I declare your blessing upon this marriage, upon Keith and Jolene, upon their children, upon their home, upon their going forth and coming in. Father, upon the labor, the business, the work of their hands, upon their bodies, upon their health. Father, that you would cover them and protect them, that a hedge of protection would be over them. And Father, that You would bless them abundantly. And those who would see their life would be amazed. Even some relatives will be amazed as they learn to seek You and follow You with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Now, as a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in accordance with the laws of the state of Florida, I now pronounce you husband and wife, and Keith, you may kiss your bride. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great and awesome joy I present to you for the very first time Mr. and Mrs. Keith Anderson to the glory of God. You're going to go down and come up with your kids. You can take that. I told you today was going to be different. We're not finished yet. I love my job. It is so awesome. And I'm glad I've been a pastor long enough that I don't have to find it in a book to do it. We can just enjoy the Lord. Now, who's going to stand in? We have a baby dedication. Let me move back a little bit here. Yeah, there we go. Rachel, you have to come up here. We can't dedicate babies without the whole team. Amen. Mom, Dad, you coming up? Who else is going to come up and stand? Look at Justice. So handsome. And he's sleeping. Yeah, let him sleep. Let him sleep. Okay. All right. Who are we missing? Are we missing? We're missing one boy. He's not coming? Okay, he doesn't want to come up here. Okay. All right. Jolene, tell us who all these people are.
My new husband.
New husband. Yay! New husband. Amen.
This is our daughter, Janessa, Janiyah, Jaden, and then our new baby boy, Justice. And then we have my mom, Darlene, my sister, Alicia, my dad, Joe, and my brother, James.
James, are you here? Man, where have you been? Wow, awesome. Awesome, awesome. So I'm going to share a couple scriptures with you, then we're going to dedicate this child to the Lord. Isn't this awesome? On the same day, we're bringing the honor and favor and blessing of the Lord and just releasing a fresh breakthrough of God's grace in an entire family's life. And this is beautiful. It's beautiful. The Word of God says in Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child in the way they're to go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. Deuteronomy chapter 6 says, verses 5 and 7 through 7, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when thou risest up. The first instruction of God is that, Keith and Jolene, it's your job to teach and to train in the ways of God. Now, you can't do it by yourself, and we already know, God's favor's on your family. God's going to have to equip you to do this. But I remember my mother telling me one time, she said, after she had met my son Jonathan, she said, "Son, I think God's blessed you with a son like you were to me. It's taken me all these years to figure out that Mom was saying you were a pain." She didn't say it that way, but I know now what Mom meant. Mom's in heaven, but Mom meant that. But how many of you know that when a family seeks God and the righteousness of God is released on a family, that it starts whole new beginnings? And I've seen those new beginnings in Joe and Darlene, and I've seen them, Jolene, in your life over the years, and I see them today. And so teach and train. Secondly, in Mark's gospel, we have this picture of families bringing their children to Jesus. You remember that? And they wanted Him to bless their children. And the disciples thought that He should be doing grown-up kind of things, like ministering. And Jesus turned the table around to help them understand that all ministry happens when you're humbled as a child, and actually made it a teaching point and said, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless you enter like a child who is humble. But I wanted to just point this out from Mark's gospel. Jesus, He laid His hands on the children. He said, suffer the little children to come unto Me, forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. In verse 16, He took them up in His arms and put His hands upon them, and He blessed them. The second, first is train up and teach. Secondly, as parents, your job is to raise your child where they grow, where he grows up with the touch of Jesus. That's what these parents wanted. They wanted their children to be touched by Jesus. They wanted the love of God to be released. They wanted it to be physical and personal and real. And that's exactly what you're doing today. When you called me, I was so excited. I was it called Rachel, I guess, and I called you back. And I'm talking to Jolene, and I'm driving. And I had a hard time staying on the road because I thought, what a blessing to be able to declare God has blessed us with a child. And we're going to honor God with our lives and with this child. And we're going to dedicate him back to God. And I want you to know that the Jesus touch is from both of you. As you love God and serve God, you touch Him as well as the rest of your children. But it also comes through grandparents. Let me tell you, now these grandparents know how to spoil a child. So if your kids aren't spoiled well enough, drop them off over at 1745. They know how to spoil a kid. I go to Joe's house and I want to be a kid again. Because they're riding on go-karts and flying around the yard. And they got swings and all kinds of stuff happening. And I just want to be a kid again. But what I've always seen is Joe and Darlene are touching. And look at these awesome granddaughters. Are you getting in on some of those go-kart rides too? And those, yes, yeah, Jaden is too. I knew that was the case. And, you know, you don't just touch with the love of God when you're reading the Scriptures and you're praying. You also touch with the love of God when you say, wherever you are at any time in your life, if I have an opportunity to be with you, I'm going to touch you with the love of God. And so we're going to start today by dedication. We're going to ask that God releases His touch and His anointing upon Justice. What an awesome name, right? Justice. And so we have the teaching and the training, and we have parents, children, and the Jesus touch. And then we have God's favor. And this is the Jesus model. And if you read in Luke chapter 2, you'll find out how Jesus grew up. And I believe God gives us that revelation so we know how to pray over our children. And this is what it says. You can go to it later and read it, but it says this. And when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord. Do you know what that was? They brought Jesus in when He was 8 days old and dedicated Him in the temple. And after they had done everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city of Nazareth, and the child grew. I told Jolene, this child is not suffering lack of any food. I can tell you that. The child grew, and justice is going to grow. The child waxed strong in spirit. In other words, is an individual that has character and has identity and has value and understands who he is and who he will be. Strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and intellectual ability to learn and discern. And the grace of God, the favor of God was upon Jesus. And we're going to believe God that justice is going to grow in wisdom, in knowledge, and in understanding, and the grace and the favor of God will be upon him, and he will increase in wisdom and stature and in favor with both God and man. Is that all right? That's what the Word says. That's what we want, right? Amen. That's what we're going to do. Where's the oil at? All right. And Justice is sleeping so profoundly with Dad. Let's see. How old is he? 2 months old. Let me see if I can. Whoop. I want to wake him up. Let's see how this is going. Whoop. I got him. Okay, hang on. Let me show him off. I got to show him off. Photo moment. Parents, look this way. Who's taking? Honey, can you get a little dab of oil? Bring it over and put it on my finger. This is called agreement. The oil of agreement. Okay. Honey, you're going to anoint Jolene. And I'll anoint the big guy over here in a minute. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we dedicate Justice Anderson to God today. We dedicate him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge that every gift is a good gift, that you don't make any junk and you do not make mistakes. So, Father, we bless him and we call forth the blessing upon this house. And we would pray that he would grow in knowledge, in wisdom, in favor, in stature, with both God and with man, and that he would become a mighty leader, a victorious leader, a blessed leader and a blessed man of God. We ask for you, Father, to watch over his life every moment, watch over his health, guard him and protect him, raise up a standard over his life, Lord. And I pray for wisdom for Keith and Jolene to raise him in the knowledge of God, that he would understand at an early age what it means to be born again. That he would understand what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That he would understand what it means to walk in the ways of the Lord. And Father, today, just as parents wanted the Jesus touch, I right now ask you that the touch of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit would be upon this precious child. And you would mark him and set him apart for the highest calling in his life, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stewart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
Amen.